It's Thursday, August 13th, 2015. I'm Adam, and I'm your geeky gay. Hey, everybody. I'm back for a second one. I don't know if you thought I would do that, but anyway, I'm back for a second one, and I'm on lunch break, but I thought I better get this out if I, you know, I don't know. For anyone who's voraciously listening to this podcast that I'm doing, I better get you out another episode so you'll have something to listen to. You know, I guess I'm just a victim. So a lot of my friends make fun of me, and I'm sure they make fun of me because they like me. This has always been the case. Or maybe they make fun of me because they don't like me. I don't know. But, you know, I'm from the South, and I have a lot of friends that are not from the South, and I like to call myself worldly, a worldly individual, but everywhere I turn, you know, there are people who would disagree with that sentiment, and either they truly disagree or they're just making fun of me to make fun of me and, you know, make basically saying that because I'm Southern or because I'm a hick, I'm not as worldly as they are. I'm not from the area of the country that they're from. And so I must have some subpar taste in, you know, whatever it is that we're discussing. So that's kind of how I'm approaching today is I'm saying, you know, so here I was in a conversation. I've had this ongoing conversation with a friend of mine, Joe. And a lot of you that actually listen to this podcast probably know who he is. But we've had this ongoing thing because I like to consider myself somewhat of a foodie, right? So Mark and I, we try different restaurants every week. And you know, we are somewhat limited around here because we are in Northwest Arkansas, so there's not as many fancy or as many eclectic restaurants as you would find, you know, in other large cities like New York or LA or, I don't know, San Francisco, something like that. But we actually do have a lot of, you know, we have a lot of Indians here, we have a lot of Filipinos here, we have a lot of Thai people here, you know, we have the Southern cuisine, we have lots of different cuisine, even here in this area. We have Italian people. Because of the companies that are here, we bring in a lot of people from other countries to do work. It's mostly Asian influence, you know, Indian and Filipino and, you know, those sorts of people. Some Thai people as well. Anyway, but I've traveled a lot in my life, and everywhere I go, I try different foods. I will try anything. You know, I've had escargot, I've had on one end, you know, I've had alligator and crocodile on the other end, I've had squirrel, I've had turtle. Those are, you know, obviously very Southern things. But anyway, and we go, Mark and I, when we go to places, we try to go to at least one nice restaurant, you know, one five-star on Yelp or on TripAdvisor or something like that. And you know, I will admit that I am a sucker for the Food Network stars, so we go to a lot of Food Network star restaurants as well, because I figure, you know what, if they've got a TV show and if people are paying these people to show you how to cook on television, then they must be doing something right. But anyway, my friend Joe thinks, I don't know exactly what he thinks. He's a comedian, so maybe he's just making fun of me all the time and making jokes, but he thinks that I have the most uneclectic taste in food. Like, I have no taste in food, and I know absolutely no idea, you know, I have no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to food. You know, I just like one or two things and that's it. And I have no sophistication, you know, and this coming from a person who his favorite idea of food is to stand in line at a food truck and eat tacos that probably wouldn't even pass health inspection, right? That's like his favorite thing that he mentions all the time is that I like, but when I talk about Southern things, you know, cheese grits or fried chicken or cheeseburgers, or I mean, not that cheeseburger is just a Southern thing, but those types of things that maybe you would eat in the South, somehow I'm lower than him and I don't have as refined a taste as he has, you know, even though I love all kinds of food. I love French food. One of my favorite types of food is French food. I love Dauphinois potatoes, and I know I don't say it. I know I have a Southern accent when I say it. Sorry, Joe, if you're listening to this. I like Dauphinois potatoes. So there you go. There's a, I love that Frenchy food. But I've been to France. I've been to Paris. I've eaten there. Loved the food. I can't think of off the top of my head specific dishes, but I've had loads of different dishes in France at French restaurants, not going to McDonald's in France or something like that, but actual French bistros and things of that nature. You know, I've been to Cyprus. I've had Greek food. I love Greek food. I love Mexican food. I've had actual Mexican food in Mexico. I actually like British food. A lot of people don't, and they're not well known for their culinary expertise, but I've actually enjoyed some British food and some really nice Indian restaurants in London and Brighton and some various places that I've been in England. Irish food. So I eat everything. But I think because, and I don't know, part of it is him just trying to get under my skin, I'm sure. But I also think that some of it is because maybe the food choices that I make when I go to these restaurants, I do not like seafood. But I can't help it. It's almost like someone who's born gay, right? Everyone, you know, we say we are born gay and that we can't change. You know, we could go out and have sex with a woman, but we wouldn't be into it. And that is not who we would want to settle down with because we are, you know, I'm a gay man. I'm attracted to men. I fall in love with men. I feel like the same thing is true with food. I was born not liking seafood. I don't know that it's genetic necessarily, but all of my friends and family ate seafood all the time. My stepdad is from Washington State. They eat oysters and clams and lobster and halibut and salmon. They love salmon. Tuna, you know, anything they can get their hands on. They're right by the water. I grew up with all of that around me, and yet I have never liked the taste of seafood. But for some reason, because, you know, maybe I order beef a lot or chicken a lot instead of some exotic seafood or some sushi or something like that, you know, I don't have as varied a taste or I don't have a sophisticated palate, you know, as someone who stands in line for food truck tacos, right? And Mark and I, when we go to these different restaurants, we try to go to both ends of the spectrum. We try to do really, really fancy, like really expensive, the top thing that we can get in whatever area we're at, all the way down to those like food truck, you know, esque meals that we can have. And I also love to cook. I watch cooking shows all the time. I'm not going to say I'm this fantastic cook because 9 times out of 10, someone who says that and they're like, you know, blowing their own horn or whatever, they're not really a good cook. So I don't want to go out there and say, oh yeah, everyone loves my food, because then someone that, you know, one of my friends that's listening to this will come eat with me at some point and I'll cook and they'll be like, oh, why did he say he was a good cook? But I enjoy my food. Lots of people, you know, several people who I've cooked for have enjoyed my food. So I know a lot about cooking and how to cook things and how to prepare things properly. So anyway, all I want to say is just because I am from a poorer state in the South, and maybe my preference in food is more comfort foods, more, you know, cheese grits or fried chicken or cheeseburgers or something like that, doesn't mean that I don't have a varied taste in food. It doesn't mean that I can't go out and enjoy a really nice filet mignon, or I can't go out and enjoy a rack of lamb, or I can't go out and enjoy, you know, stuffed grape leaves. Domades, I believe is what they call them. Or I can't go out and enjoy some really nice pasta dish, you know, some mezzaluna pasta stuffed with ricotta cheese and other things like that. I love, you know, garlic sauces, caramelized demi-glace, you know, all of the like fancy French sauces. And so I feel like, and there's something that I like from just about every culture. It may be limited. I mean, I may go to a restaurant and, you know, there may be several things that I don't like and one or two that I do, but I feel like that's just how we all are, right? I don't know. So I was just bothered because I don't understand why people have to feel like that because they like something or because they have these experiences that they can just make these blanket statements that you are not as good at something or your tastes are not as varied or, oh, they don't trust your opinion on food because, you know, whatever. That's all. So I don't know. We just have, and again, you know, he likes to joke, so maybe he's just joking. And I probably shouldn't get all up in arms about things, right? Does it matter what I like? If I eat dog food every day, probably it doesn't matter to anyone who's my friends. You know, they might make fun of me, but who cares? I mean, eat what you want to eat. So I don't know, but everything just kind of gets under my skin a little bit. So I just want the world to know that I will try any type of cuisine. I will go to any type of restaurant. I will eat anything that you want me to try. I'll even try seafood. I've never enjoyed anything that I have gotten that was seafood. So I'll end up buying a meal, possibly a quite expensive meal, and not enjoying any of it. But, you know, I'll try anything once or twice to see if that's something that I want to keep experiencing. So anyway, that is the end of that conversation. If you have any experiences with food or you would like to comment on, you know, taste in food and other people having prejudices about things that you like. Are you one of those people that cuts the crust off your bread or when you eat a sandwich or, you know, you won't eat white cream sauces or, you know, something like that, you know, or your food can't touch or things of that nature, you know, and people have always made fun of you. Contact me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And we're going to dispel all those myths about food and people having to, I don't know, having to eat a certain way. So anyway, I will talk to you guys soon. Have a good day. Bye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.